This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Your favorite program, never mind podcast, this is the DJV show with the voice of Victoria Keelan. You heard that a moment ago. Jennifer Horn is here. We have Kara at the controls in our studio in Washington, Monday the 9th of July. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer, what do we have trending?
Well, trending right now, it looks like we are up to 8. Rescuers in Thailand on Monday have freed more boys from this boys' soccer team that were stranded in the flooded cave complex there. This is the second phase of a rescue operation that really time is of the essence. There is not a lot of time to for missteps because it is monsoon season in this area, and time means something as these divers, these very elite class of trained divers from the Thai Navy, are really teaching these kids, these 11 to 15-year-old, 16-year-old boys, how to dive and how to make this trip, which is hours long, out of the cave up into water or up into land. And, boy, they have oxygen tanks stationed everywhere. Really harrowing details. But now we are up to 8, according to reports. The coach and the remaining boys are in the cave, maybe there until tomorrow, but it seems that they've got a good pattern going now with these with this rescue operation.
All right. So, in terms of the success, as you were going through that, I was thinking that at first we were told, oh, well, it may take a year, but they'll be okay because they have all kinds of stuff there. They have food, and so that all changed. That wasn't the truth, right? At the beginning.
Well, I think they thought they could keep them underground, but then the boys started getting sick. They're having vitamin D deficiencies. They're having, they're starting to get malnourished. So I guess whatever they were able to provide them was not as sustainable as they thought. Plus, with the rains, they don't know how much higher the water's going to go and if the boys would even be safe in the pocket where they're trapped.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, so it's good. I guess that's the way any progress.
Apparently, the guys that got rescued yesterday were very hungry, and they were requesting all sorts of food when they arrived to the hospital, which is probably a good sign that they're doing okay, and they're looking for, I guess, it's a Thai dish that they were asking for, meat fried with chili and basil and served over rice. So that's what they're requesting.
All right, what else do you have for us?
All right. So also today, of course, the big story is the president will announce a Supreme Court pick, and this will be one for the ages because the minute that name comes out of President Trump's mouth, the money will start pouring in from both sides of the aisle into states, specifically red states that have Democratic senators up for re-election. West Virginia, Joe Manchin, Senator Donnelly in Ohio, Heidi Heitkamp in Missouri. These are all places where the people voted for Trump by a lot. But they are Democratic senators who are up for re-election in the fall. And so lots of money. Those will turn into battlegrounds. All of this talk about blue waves or red waves in midterm elections will go out of the window, no doubt, because everybody will be focused instead on whether or not Trump's Supreme Court pick will get confirmed. So there's four people on the short list. Trump says he still doesn't know. He will make the announcement in primetime tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific time.
All right, so let's flash back, shall we, for a moment or two? I'm betting that if there's any one of the three of you and people listening the same who remember the name Robert Bork, there would be a surprise in my ear. Jennifer, you remember Robert Bork?
The name sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you the details.
Right. Victoria, you know who Robert Bork was?
Do not.
The term Bork is something that's used from time to time. Kara, I don't want to assume anything, so I ask you, do you know who Robert Bork is or was?
I do not.
Okay. So, Robert Bork was nominated by Ronald Reagan to the Supreme Court, but because of all kinds of things conflicts, his politics, a lot of stuff. It was a really raucous, bitter battle in the Senate, and he failed to get confirmation. So as a result of being borked, the next name that came up was a gentleman named Kennedy. Mr. Justice Anthony Kennedy was the replacement, if you will, for Mr. Bork. Huh. And when you look at his record on the Supreme Court, for me anyway, it demonstrates that the work that was done to keep Bork off the court may have been worth the effort. I didn't have anything against Bork at the time, didn't know that much about him, and I'm not sure I was that tuned in to the politics. But I think Kennedy has been a moderate voice on the court, and the court needs moderate voices. This is me, the moderate, saying we need moderate voices. There are a lot of things going on in our country now, and have since Reagan was president, that certainly have been turbulent and caused upset. Does the person who replaces Kennedy have the same mettle? Do the four people you just mentioned, Jennifer, have, does any one of them have any moderation, or are they all way to the right, and is that going to mess up what has been a fairly effective Supreme Court?
Well, I think Kennedy was to the right. He turned into the swing vote, which many people are now speculating John Roberts, who has also been, I don't want to call him a swinger because of the pop culture connotations, but he's been a little swingy in his spot as Supreme Court Justice. Remember, conservatives were disappointed for his decision on Obamacare. So. This is not what I think is needs to be underscored here is we get so caught up in whose team these people are on. Is it a Republican? Is it a Democrat? Yeah. My concern is it someone who's going to interpret the Constitution as it was written? And I think all four of the people that Trump is looking at will do that. Now, it will some of their life experiences, the argument could be made, is Amy Barrett capable of making decisions on the law if she has strong moral feelings in something? Look, I trust that people can do that because I live my life with my own certain set of beliefs that I don't have to push on people just because they're my beliefs. I think people are perfectly capable of that. I hope that it's not an activist judge that he picks. I don't think that this list really has many activist judges.
She's 43. How old is she?
47, I think. 46, 47.
Okay.
And, you know, people are saying that he might shy away from her because of just all the bad press that's, you know, about maybe is she going to vote against pro-life issues? How is she going to do this or that? So it was that she was the front runner for a while. Now it seems that she may be kind of running second to Kavanaugh.
I think another woman would be nice, but I don't need anyone to just be there because of their gender. What I do think, you know, in looking into Amy Barrett and reading some stuff about her, when she had written a thesis, I think during law school, that her religious beliefs would make her recuse herself from certain cases. I respect that. If you say, hey, you know, I have very strong religious beliefs, this is going to conflict with me being able to be an impartial judge, I will recuse myself. That's fine. The problem is you can't recuse yourself on the Supreme Court. So that's the only thing. Like, I'm not anti-religion. I believe everyone can have whatever religion, whatever faith and spirituality they want to have. But she already put it in writing that there are certain types of cases that she would feel a moral obligation to recuse herself. I just, right there, to me, that eliminates her as a candidate beyond any of the other religious stuff that's coming out or whatever about the group she belongs to and all that. Right there, it tells you she's already told you how she feels about it.
I think there is a lot to be said for maturity. Kennedy was 50 when he went on to the 50 or 51. I think the most important judgment that he ever made was the vote. He was the person that wrote the decision in the abolition of the death penalty for juvenile offenders. And he said the reason was that juveniles are, quote, cognitively immature, therefore less culpable. The brain development argument sent the issue of juvenile punishment in a whole new direction. And he was responsible for understanding juvenile punishment and how criminal courts change. Whether you think that's good or not, some juveniles may be think as adults, I guess it just depends on where you've been. But for the most part, I agree that children's brains are not as developed when they are 14, 15, but they need to be held accountable just the same. Anyway, I think that Kennedy has been a good justice, and that's kind of my rendering.
My favorite descriptor of Justice Kennedy was unpredictable. Everyone always said he was unpredictable. But that, to me, tells me that he was putting heart and soul and thought into every judgment.
Right.
And,
and he was trying to interpret the law. Exactly.
Right.
That should be the most important thing that we're looking for. And so, actually, Kethledge, who is on the short list, Judge Kethledge is from Michigan. He is, for Trump, politically, that would be something good because Michigan is a swing state. But he was Kennedy's clerk. So when Trump asked Kennedy for suggestions, Kethledge, I think, was one of the names on Kennedy's list. So it'll be kind of interesting. All right, one more trending story today because a lot of focus has been given to LeBron James over the last week or so. And there was a mural that was dedicated to the new Los Angeles Lakers player. And on Sunday morning, it was vandalized. Does this mean L.A.'s ready for LeBron to go? Jonas Never and Menzo One created this big mural, pretty incredible, actually, on the side of Baby Blue's Barbecue in Venice, Dougie. And the mural featured the words, "The King of L.A.," with his likeness in a Lakers jersey, had purple lettering. The artwork got a little negative attention from some hardcore Lakers fans. One fan, in a deleted tweet now, offered $300 for someone to deface the painting. Well, it appears that someone took that person up on the offer and they spray painted "No King, LaFraud" and 3-6 across it.
Welcome to L.A.
That's early to be calling him the king. He hasn't even put on the court yet. Whoa, that's bad.
All right, time for us to get our bodies in shape. You need a healthy colon and you haven't got one if you are burping and, you know, all the toots that come out of various ends of your body. Your digestive system is not working well, and you need to have a good, strong digestive system from stem to stern. If your colon has built up a lot of crud in it, you'll notice weight loss, perhaps. The weight gain that you had, things get plugged up. Your body's not getting the nourishment from the food that it's taking. This is not a healthy way to lose weight. Unhealthy colon's bad. Healthy colon's good. So you want to reduce your weight the right way, not the wrong way. Let's get to work. When I say getting to work, I mean order Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula that will rid your body of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria that lead to you having an unhealthy colon. So any extra gas probably can be handled quickly and well by Life Change Tea. Experience it for yourself. We drink it every day here. It's good. That's what the best thing I can tell you about it is. It's good and it works. Go to GetTheTea.com to order it because you can't get it in stores. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and that means you get free shipping. GetTheTea.com. Clean your body. Nourish your body. Help your body. Get the bad stuff out so you can keep the good stuff in. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
No. Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When I find myself in times of trouble, one man comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, letting me. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, letting me. Yeah, to let it be, let it be.
Not as good as the Adele, but pretty darn close. Carpool Karaoke, Paul McCartney, and James Corden in the Carpool Karaoke series. So now, with the advent of that, McCartney has returned to the charts. His first top 25 hit as a solo artist following a lot of promotion. But the best piece of promotion, most people admit, was Carpool Karaoke. That's driven McCartney and the Beatles onto the Hot Rock Songs chart. McCartney ranks highest on the Hot Rocks chart via the number one song, Let It Be. And then, you know, there's a bunch of other stuff there. But this is such a
But every song, experience. It is so directly from Carpool Karaoke because
right.
only the songs that they sang together
yeah.
were the ones that charted.
Yeah.
So it just shows the real power of that
of
segment.
Carpool
of that
Karaoke.
Show.
Right.
And this was a super cute one, too.
Show.
This was fun.
I thought there was a separate show now. Or that he has it
there
in
is.
The podcast. Is that it for Carpool
no,
Karaoke?
No, it's on Apple TV. It's a yeah. separate show called Carpool Karaoke, and he's not in it. But he has other people driving, and so they have kind of a cool mix of celebrities doing it together.
What's the point?
It doesn't
no
really score.
That.
Yeah.
No,
it doesn't do the business that his does.
Yeah. So McCartney, with Let It Be, got 1.5 million hits on streams, which is 68% more than it usually gets. 10,000 downloads sold last week. That's up 973%. There are a couple of new songs also on the chart. Come On to Me, which starts at number 24, and the ballad I Don't Know, which debuts at number 39 on the Hot Rock list. In all, 6 songs from the Beatles recharting thanks to that episode of Carpool Karaoke. Let It Be, Blackbird, Hey Jude, Penny Lane, Obladee Oblada, and Here Comes the Sun. The new solo album comes out September 7th. Egypt Station, it's called. First new thing from and McCartney's is 2013. Here comes this end. Crank that up, will you, Kara? Right. Fabulous, fabulous stuff. This is the guitar playing. I've always loved this song.
It's a great song.
Ah, fabulous song. Over the D, Over the Da is a fun song. Penny Lane's kind of sad. I despise Hey Jude. Never liked it. I can't stand listening to it.
But, I'm with you on that. I don't like that song at all. I love Blackbird. That's beautiful, little ballad. I was so surprised that they put that in Carpool Karaoke. Because, you know, when you think about the catalog of the Beatles songs that they sing.
Yeah.
But Blackbird is gorgeous.
And Corden knows all the words, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's very easily fits into this thing. So that's good. A lot of fun. If you haven't seen the McCartney Carpool Karaoke, you ought to check it out. Corden's at his best. Okay, let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, right. The Worm's at it. If you haven't heard, Bieber has asked Hailey Baldwin, Stephen's daughter, to marry him. And one of the first things that's been tweeted are pictures of the diamond ring that she is sporting now, the diamond engagement ring. Some refer to it as a sparkler. I don't know why. I suppose because it sparkles.
It sparkles. That's a pretty easy one.
Okay. Thanks, Victoria. All right. So Stephen Baldwin, who doesn't have any money, is happy to have Bieber and maybe some dough in the family.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty transparent. Anyway, making his life, I suppose, better for his daughter, at any rate. I don't know. I mean, who gets married at 24 and 21 is foolishness. Let's see where it goes. That's the first good thing I think I've said about the Worm for a long time. 28 after the hour. You give me
birth. In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7- and 8-passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Thailand, where reports are that a fifth, sixth, and seventh boy who've been trapped in a flooded cave there for over 2 weeks have now been rescued from the cave, pulled out by divers, and taken to hospitals. This unconfirmed report on a news channel in New Delhi, India, claims that the boys are being put under anesthesia before they're taken out.
That these children may actually be sedated. And if they are sedated, then chances are that they may in fact be placed in some sort of a device where you can call it a mini submarine, you can call it an inflatable airbag, and then are being taken or pulled and pushed by the divers.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk had said a few days ago he was sending a mini submarine to the site. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Monday, the 9th of July. Hi. The JV Experience. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Those of you who are like me and love ice cream. You scream. We all scream for ice cream. There is a new celebratory location for those of us who like ice cream called the Museum of Ice Cream. And we're going to introduce you to that in a matter of moments. So those of you, I suppose we could consider that some food news, Victoria. Meanwhile, trying to make your life better. Who doesn't think summer's the perfect time? I've got an ice cream stand on my farm, and it's the attraction. People love to come see the cows. They want to see what's going on the farm, and they want some of that ice cream. And so I'm here doing my part to make your life better. And I think about that for a minute. How to make your life better? Do you start the day? Do you think about during the day how to make your life better? Make your life worth living. And that doesn't come from just making a living. You think about what goes on in your innermost being. How many of you are in touch with your heart, your soul? And is it your living that matters most to you? For some people, they'd say yes. And I wonder if that doesn't shortchange. I spent a lot of my life, and I'm sort of being reflective here, in making a living. I had, in many years of my life, two, three jobs running two or three different businesses. I still run a couple, and it has been fulfilling, but it's not really what makes life worth living. What makes life worth living is your fulfillment, if you will, your heart. And what it yesterday when Miles Facebooked me, my grandson. That's what makes. I was on the farm. He wanted to see the cows. Unfortunately, because my iPhone was crumbled, couldn't send him back a picture. But he just wanted to kind of know, hey, Gramps, what are you doing? So I told him a story. He told me what he was doing because he was more interested to tell me what he was doing than what knowing what I was doing. But his mother was prompting him. But it was cute. It's cool. It's that sort of thing. And as corny as it sounds, that was the happiest moment of my day yesterday. Money, what I might have made in the ice cream store, all that stuff. Remember the song? Wasn't the Beatles did Money Can't Buy Me? Can't Buy Me Love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've all heard that.
Yep.
Money can't buy you love. It makes things easier, no question about it. But how much money that's earned, you know, people say, well, both of the mother and father both have to work in order to provide. And they have three or four cars and all that other stuff. So I don't know whether that's true or not. You have to make up your own mind. Study of 2,000 people who were questioned about their lives and their income said that for a working couple, they wouldn't be happy unless they made $70,000 a year. That's what's going on. And it's higher in Hawaii, lower in some of the southern states. When the couple made $80,000 on average or more in this survey, their happiness did not go up. If they made $100,000, happiness didn't go up. What about a lot more money? Did that make a difference? $200,000 a year. They became unhappier the more money they made. And this isn't, I've had it with and without, and I'll take it with, thanks very much. But it isn't to where, when I was married, I worked to make money because I thought that's what I was supposed to do as the breadwinner. So I did whatever I could to make money.
And I think that's the unhappiness part of this study. The more money you make, you know, the harder you have to work, the longer hours, that takes a toll on your relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Takes a toll, takes you away from your kids, things like that. I think that's really the correlation, more so than just having money isn't a source of unhappiness.
Yeah. All right, so there's an overview on that. Speaking of, I don't know, this guy's not unhappy because he's gone. Steven Ditko, remember him? Co-creator of Marvel Comics, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, worked with, Lee, Stan Lee, right? Died over the weekend at the age of 90. That's a fairly good life. I'm betting he had, because of his money, a fairly good life.
The sad thing is, though, he was alone and they
alone.
Found him.
Yeah.
They just found him
all
in his
alone.
Apartment in New York, I think it
mm-hmm.
was.
Yeah.
That's a very sad way to go.
That's an awful way to go.
It really is.
Man, horrible. Other names in the news today, Gal Gadot made some friends visiting some children in a hospital in Virginia, Falls Church, Virginia specifically. She went in to see, I think one, didn't she just go to see one patient there and then she spent some time with others? If I remember correctly, I saw some of this over the weekend. Yeah.
She's, I don't know. I just know she ended up visiting a whole bunch of kids.
Right. People really like her. Whenever you hear anybody having an encounter with her, they just like her. And so isn't that the best thing you can say about yourself? People like me or people like her? And is there anything better?
I think people really like her because everything that we've seen from her publicly since becoming Wonder Woman, she really embodies the character.
Yes.
You know, she took a stance against Brett Ratner, said she was not going to be in the next Wonder Woman movie if he was producing it because he had sexually assaulted women. You know, she kind of wears the cape or, you know, the outfit really well and wears it all the time. And I think that's one of the reasons why people love her so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's you want to believe that Wonder Woman is really like that in real life, and she kind of is.
And isn't an experience like that telling that story a cure for all the bad news that's around when you think about it?
Certainly helps.
Yeah, you know, that and some of the music, you know, the carpool karaoke thing with McCartney and other things that we're dulled. I think, what did we say earlier? You become, because I said
desensitized.
Yeah, right, because I was talking about immigration. Yeah. some of the things that had happened over the weekend with men in the service to our country.
Which is appalling. It's absolutely appalling.
I don't like that at all. It really, really, really gets to me. At any rate, you know, so we've got a lot of things. Unfortunately, if you watch MSNBC or Fox or CNN, maybe even worse, you don't really get a handle on what's real in the world. You get a handle on what they want you to believe is reality, which is pretty negative, and it isn't all that way. It really isn't. Let me pass along something that's hopefully going to be... I like that this program is such a potpourri of information and conversation, and I like to just mix it up. I'm going to send you to a website of the day that I hope you'll find very helpful. It's called the Pill Identifier, Poison Control Pill Identifier. If you need help identifying a pill, maybe you're worried that your refill looks different, you've got a loose pill that has some statement on it, use the imprinted letters and numbers, the color and the shape to identify it. You can get all that information at Poison Control Pill Identifier. All right? I hope that will help you out. 43 past the hour. We're going to get into the ice cream mode in a matter of moments. First, though, make your dreams come true. Make your dreams better. How about these new dream sheets from MyPillow.com, the travel pillows? Roll them up and take them with you. All sorts of accessory pillows. They have pet pillows, pet beds, pillow cases, bed toppers, collections of all kinds of... They have such varied and wonderful items that are there, and there's always a special going on. For example, right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you will be able to buy one of their most comfortable pillows. You'll sleep better with this than not, especially if you're having a tough time getting a good night's rest. Most comfortable pillow, and Mike Lindell promises you'll never sleep with another pillow again. He promises you'll be happy, or you get your money back, or another pillow. Buy one pillow, get the second one free. Yep. One pillow, second one is free at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for that, and then use it for all the other things that you see on the site, the suggestions I've just made. But go through the site, fabulous things, great and wonderful bargains. MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now here on the DJV program. And as I'm excited because I'm an ice cream guy. But as promised, the lady who created the Museum of Ice Cream, I don't know how I never found this lady before, Mary Ellis Bunn, is here celebrating with us the biggest ice cream news of the summer. Got a new Museum of Ice Cream in Manhattan for you, Victoria. So as the founder and the creative director, Mary Ellis, what is the biggest challenge you have in creating ice cream flavors or setting up show? What is the Museum of Ice Cream and what's going on there?
Good morning. Museum of Ice Cream is a museum dedicated to our favorite food, which is, of course, frozen treat ice cream. And I think the biggest challenge you asked was, how do I get our joy and love of ice cream across America? And we found the way. So we are launching our ice cream pints nationwide across all 1,800 Target stores today.
Wow. Congratulations to you. So and this is a direct result of the Museum of Ice Cream and what you've been able to come up with there. So you're now selling pints in Target stores. Is that it?
Correct. It's an extension of our brand. We're able to be like, how do we get into the homes and bring the joy and experience that is Museum of Ice Cream across the world? And we found a way. And we're super excited for everyone to head out to Target to pick up one of our 7 original flavors.
All right, so I'm looking at these debut flavors, Nana Banana. Man, I just like to say that. Never mind what it tastes like. I love banana ice cream. I should tell you, in full disclosure, I am an ice cream connoisseur, and I prove that every day. I have a little ice cream shop on my farm. If you, sometime when you have a moment, go to eastleyfarm.com, you'll see my ice cream. I have a ice cream bus, and I sell ice cream. And maybe what I should be selling, among other things, are some of the flavors that you have from the pie. Though Target probably wouldn't like it if I was selling it in my bus, but it's I know these flavors are fabulous. Nana Banana, Sprinkle Pool, Cherrylicious. That'll be my favorite. I know that without even, I don't have to do any heavy lifting to figure that out. Is that your favorite? What's your favorite?
My favorite ice cream is our Vanillionaire. It's a blend of Madagascar and Tahitian vanilla, and it is loaded with chunks of vanilla wafers.
Oh, yummy. So did you come up with all these flavors yourself? Is this all something that you woke up and said, okay, let's make this, or who came up with these ideas?
I live and dream ice cream. So we've been sourcing our ingredients all across the world and perfecting these recipes. And it has been the most phenomenal labor of love. And to be able to see it on the shelves and in the freezer aisles for everyone to go enjoy this summer has been nothing short of an absolute delight.
Yep. Now, you're not exactly an old-timer. I think you're 26, 27. Is that right?
I am 26 years old. That is correct.
All right. So did you start on a farm or someplace? Where did you get your original appreciation for ice cream?
I grew up eating ice cream every day in the summer, and then I used to go and sell ice cream on the beach to tourists when I grew up. And ever since, it's been my, not only love, but it's how I go and find places. When I moved to New York City, I discovered the city by going to all of the ice cream shops in all 5 boroughs, and it continues to be the one medium in which really brings us together as community and as people, and it's something we can share among family and friends, and that's exactly what our pints do and represent.
So if in these cities where you've launched the ice cream and now you're putting it in Target, is there going to be an ice cream truck far behind?
Ice cream truck across America. So it will be in a city near you. We want you guys to all come and stop by and not only celebrate but try our ice cream and experience a glimpse of what a museum of ice cream looks and feels like.
So you got this thing started on your own. I have a lot of respect for you. This is your business, right?
It is. We are a small and mighty team. In fact, our ice cream team is a team of one and a half people, I say. But yeah, so it's amazing for a small brand to be able to have presence and be among some of the bigger brands and be able to distribute nationwide. So we're so thrilled.
All right, what's the website for this, Mary Ellis?
Museumoficecream.com. But better yet, get in your cars, get on a bike, and head to a Target store and pick up a pint.
There you go. Museumoficecream.com. Congratulations on your success. Mary Ellis Bunn here on the DJV program.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvement with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor?
Ah, so sweet. We all know that that's from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and the Mr. Rogers documentary, which has been out now for a week or so. Chuck Curry is here with movie news, results at the box office over the weekend. Any surprises with... You sounded on Friday surprised that it was doing as well as it is. I think this is made in heaven for any age, families, older people, younger people. So how's it doing, Chucker?
It's doing actually really well. It finished in the top 10. I went to see it on Saturday afternoon. I got to tell you, I thought it was one of the best documentaries I've seen in quite some time. It started off okay in the first 10 or 15 minutes, but it built on itself. And I thought the material they had, the footage on Mr. Rogers behind the scenes was really good. And the director certainly knew how to tell a story. And it almost felt, at least for me, not like I was watching a documentary, but a movie. And it was very compelling stuff. And by the time it was over, I just thought it was very inspiring. And I liked it tremendously. I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, it's just wholesome, and it gets us away from a lot of the crap. I saw the first Sicario movie, and only because I wanted to see Emily Blunt and how she worked. She's not in the second one, but it's just so...
No.
Benicio Del Toro, I mean, these are good actors in these movies, but they're so damn violent.
You know, I didn't realize that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood aired from 1968 to 2001. I mean,
yeah,
I remember
1790 some odd episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in other movie news, Sacha Baron Cohen dropped a teaser for his new movie in which he has Dick Cheney to sign his waterboard. This guy. All right, Chucker's got some more movie news and an update on where we are as far as box office totals right after this. Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram tablets for $2. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or you can call 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Just so you know that I'm in the know here, Chucker, Ant-Man and the Wasp topping the weekend box office total, $76 million from 4,200 locations. Is that a good start for this franchise?
Yeah, that's a good start. That's the second Ant-Man film. And I believe, off the top of my head, that's the 20th movie released by Marvel to finish number one at the box office. Yeah, it appears they could do no wrong. You know, it's really interesting. The Saw Paul Rudd. Believe it or not, the guy's 49 years old. When you look at him, he looks like he's 33. I think him and Tom Cruise drink the same whatever they eat and drink. It must be some good stuff.
Yeah, right. It's good.
But I went to see it. Actually, when I went to see it the first time on Thursday night, I actually missed about 15 minutes because I had to run out and do something. An emergency. I went back to see it again, and I got to tell you, this movie's really entertaining.
Yeah,
and it's
good.
It's just a lot of fun, and I think the cast chemistry between Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly, Michael Douglas, and Michael Pena, who's very funny in this movie, is as good as it gets.
He's getting a lot of roles, and he seems to be one of those unsung movie heroes that just shows up everywhere now. And he's one of those character actors that really comes through in the clutch, I think.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. Number two is The Incredibles 2, $29 million. This movie's made $500 million here in the U.S. alone. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, $20 million, placed third, $333 million 3 weeks. It's made $1 billion worldwide.
Yeah.
This franchise is as strong as it's ever been. First one released in 1993. The first Purge, Doug. Number four, $17 million, and Cesario ran out the top five. This movie's done $35 million in 2 weeks.
Both those last two movies are complete garbage.
But I want to just get back to Won't You Be My Neighbor. This movie's done $12 million now, which is very solid and a lot of money for a documentary.
Yeah, good. Well, that gives us hope for the good guys, Chucker. Chuck Curry on DJV.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.